Good morning, everybody. It's a dog in the kennel. Another edition of Weber This Week from FingerLakes1.com. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. A little cool out there. Temperature is going to be like in the low 70s all week, which is my kind of weather. So I hope you're all enjoying yourself, and we welcome you to the show. And a couple of my friends are in the house. Kyle Black, the general manager of Seneca Metals, along with Mark Benjamin, who is a director of community relations for Seneca Metals. Kyle and Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thanks to have you.
It's good to have you aboard. And without further ado, before we get to Kyle and Mark to talk about the Seneca Metals and what's about to transpire on Wednesday night and their positions on many topics, which has been the forefront of news, not only here at Finger Lakes One, but also the Geneva Times, et cetera, et cetera. We need to spend a minute and talk about a guy that, Jimmy, could pick up that picture right there, Arnold Palmer. I mean, you talk about a guy that made professional golf to what it is today. And I was telling Mark and Kyle before I went on the air, that's why these young whippersnappers can make $1 million a week playing golf for the winning prize, I might add. Not bad if you finish 15th, by the way. You still get probably 150 grand. Arnold Palmer in the 60s, and of course I'm old enough to remember when he had his resurgence, and it was Arnie's Army. And I'm sure Kyle is not as old as I am, but I'm sure he's probably read about since he's a fine golfer in his own right. Without this guy, Arnie's Army, and the love of this guy and the people that supported him and to his dying day, passed away yesterday, age 87, and he is solely responsible for what professional golf is today, because as you all can remember, if you're as my age, around the 60, 70-year-old scenario, as I'm 71, it was a whippersnapper coming out of Columbus, Ohio, named Jack Nicklaus. He was a big guy back then. And he started beating up old Arnie, and they hated him, hated Jack Nicklaus when he started beating old Arnie. And, of course, they became friends, and the rest is history. But it's hard to fathom another individual in the world of golf ever that has made such a significant impact as Arnold Palmer did. So sort of sad news, 87, and kind of shameful and kind of Kyle, you're a golfer, and certainly I know that before we get to the topics of Seneca Metals, it's a name that is just connected to the popularity of the game.
Absolutely. He transcended.
Exactly.
He transcended the game between himself and Jack Nicklaus. They really bought what was a very private game out to the masses and the public, and he was one of those masses public guys that got the blue-collar working guy involved in the game, not just the country club type. So.
Well, let's get to we got a lot to talk about. Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin are with me for the next half hour. Kyle, though, no certainty and no major surprise, the battle of the town board versus Seneca Metals relative to a potentially a passage of a law, Local Law 7. Let's talk about the permit scenario. I keep reading about the permit was delayed by the town board. There was rumors that you guys held back requesting a permit application, a continuation. Explain to our viewers what's going on with the permit scenario.
So Harold, we actually applied for our 10-year permit renewal back in March, long before the local law number 7 even came on the books. It's a process. It's a process that normally the state handles. The DEC has committed to a public hearing, a public meeting, at the time with which they deem our application complete. But that process does take time. They've asked us to do some things and basically bring some of the things that remember our current permit was fashioned back in 07.
Right.
So we're almost 9 years into that permit. Regulations change, some things at our site have changed, and they've asked us to bring those things into the new permit application. So we have been extending along the time frames and working with the DEC. Back when we were on your show here earlier this year, we spoke about how we're meeting with the DEC almost monthly to go over the issues that we've been having and our action plan, which quite frankly we're pleased with the progress. The final capping project is moving along well. The odors have come under control. We still have some times that the odors are getting off here and there, but for the most part it's in a much better place than it was back this winter, and executing that plan with the D with the DEC's approval was key in doing that. So we haven't asked them to put it on the shelf. What we've been doing is working on getting all of our information together to get that in front of them in order to get a complete application to keep the process going.
And, of course, you talked about the capping program relative to reducing the odor, potentiality of the odor. Explain a little further what that is and what you're actually doing and when do you expect that to be completed?
So what we committed to this year, which is kind of unprecedented for us, we switched our design to a geomembrane cap, which is a much more efficient cap to put on the landfill once it's completed. So the western landfill, which is where the majority of our odor issues have been coming from, we're putting about 50 acres of cap on that landfill using geomembrane, which we had to get that approved from the DEC. It was a change and an actual design change, and a design that they had to review. Even though it was a better design, they still have to go through the process of checking the crossing T's and dotting I's. So we received that approval here finally in August, and we've got our contractor out there. They're proceeding, putting down an acre, 2 acres a day, and hopefully by the end of October, early November, everybody will see the cap on most of the western landfill and those those bedeviling odors that we've had after operational hours will be a thing of the past, hopefully.
Well, that's good news, and certainly Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin for Seneca Metals joining us here on Weber This Week on a Monday morning. Hope you all had a nice weekend. Kyle, let's talk about Wednesday. A big meeting was originally scheduled as a public hearing, and now I understand it's a forum. And what will transpire, what you believe will transpire on Wednesday night? I know it's supposed to be a fairly good turnout.
Yeah, I believe what you're going to see is a lot of what you've seen to date at the forums that Supervisor Lazaro has brought to the table. To his credit, he's had two forums. Most of the forum time has been related to us. So there's been quite a bit of back and forth about where the public stands on the landfill and obviously where we stand and where our people and that work for us, the 75 hardworking people and that rely on the landfill, where they stand with it, as well as businesses. There's many businesses that we support in this area that that would also be hurt very bad if and when that time comes when the landfill does close. So the way I understand it, it's going to be another public forum. Supervisor Lazaro said 6 to 10. I don't know if they're going to limit speakers, but, we'll be there with our people supporting, obviously, their views on Local Law Number 7, which Local Law Number 7 isn't just about us, and I think that's what the board's trying to get out of this. There's actually... Local Law Number 7 has potential wide-reaching effects on many businesses, not to mention the precedents that it sets that, a town's taken penal code to utilize the ability to push a business out of being. Mm-hmm. So it's a concerning law.
I know we talked in this show about the attitude of the 75 employees that go to work every day for your company, and then earn a paycheck and support area businesses and buy groceries, pay rent, pay the mortgage. Without knowing and understanding what everybody's thinking out there that work for you indirectly, what is their feeling about what's been transpiring the last several months? Do they get a little queasy about the prospect of the town shutting down Seneca Metals? Are they worried about their jobs? Obviously, they probably are. What is their general reaction to what's been taking place? I know that has to hit home with them.
It does. It does, Harold. I mean, we have daily safety huddles and we have weekly safety meetings that I take part in, and that's a big topic, and unfortunately been a big topic for the on and off for the most of this summer, and they are very worried about that. They have a good place to work that provides a good earning wage. Better than half of our employees live in the towns of Seneca Falls and towns of Waterloo. They're taxpayers there. Mm-hmm. They're concerned with the unprecedented move that this town has taken to their business partner that has been a good business partner with them for many, many years. So And look at those are the people that are in there doing it on a daily basis. They know we do it right. They know we're in compliance. They know all those things. So, you know, they're very concerned about that, and they're very concerned about people saying, "Well, you got 7 years, find another job." Well, that, you know, that's some pretty harsh things to to talk to people about. So, they're very concerned about this, you know, this local law, and they hope that the town board continues down the path of working through the host community agreement that we've started to iron these things out. Look, we always are going to do the right thing. We always will do the right thing. And we just need the, you know, we need the time and the ability to show and prove that. And I think over the years, we've always done that. And that's all we've ever asked for.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we objectively look at the issue and not be one-sided either way, in my view. I think the process, and Greg Lazaro is to be credited with trying to hold enough meetings to get people's views. I guess the thing that bothers me or concerns me, and it's just my personal opinion, has no reflection on Jim's FingerLakes1.com, is the fact that it would appear to me anyways, as I try to watch it on Channel 12, I'm not sure I could stay awake if I went to the actual meetings, but I must say some of the people come up and hammer on the same point over and over again, and I would hope that maybe, you know, Greg can limit that because, you know, without mentioning people's names, the same topic, same discussion, same comments, and to me, I think it gets a little redundant after a while. That's just my personal opinion on what's transpiring, and certainly I hope and pray that Seneca Metals and the town board can come to some sort of agreement that's good for both sides. You know, agreements should not be one-sided in any event. And it should not be advantage Kyle Black and Seneca Metals or Mark Benjamin. It should be something that both sides sit down, and they certainly have tried this many times, to work out an agreement that's good for both sides, that you both can agree on. And I think that's my personal view on what's been transpiring. And I've been a Seneca Falls guy pretty much all my life. Yeah, I smell the odor once in a while during the summertime. Yeah, I would not come on this show, even though it's my show, to say I've never smelled the odor. That's unfair. I have. My wife has. But I got to admit, the last few months, the last several months, I have not really made that a factor. And I drive around the highways and byways of this county quite a bit. I've not seen that as an issue personally. And I'm not saying that because you guys are in the studio as my guest this morning. I just don't know that we need to be a little reasonable on both sides of the fence here to come to a remedy without, and again, personal opinion, without going to court. Because if my view is, if this gets into litigation and it gets down to a point where something happens arbitrarily and it has to go to court, we could be in court a very, very long time. Because I don't think that Kyle and his management team are going to say, oops, you're right, we're going to shut down the tents and remove all the employees. And I don't think you want to go there either, Kyle.
No, absolutely not, Harold. Court and litigation, the only winners there are the lawyers and the judges that we elect. So
exactly.
That make judgment upon, you know, upon what the law says and what the facts are. And the law and the facts is what we work within every day. So, you know, no, we don't want to go to litigation. We want to continue down this path of compromise and working through the host community agreement. That's why we had a host community agreement with this town, and a very successful one for both the town and the business and our business as a business partner for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And the other key factor here is let's not forget what we're talking about is we're talking about the renewal of a permit in airspace that was already approved both by the DEC and by the town board. Mm-hmm. Now, not this town board, because none of these members were on, but a previous town board.
Right.
And all of these mitigations and all of these components that are in it were discussed and were agreed upon. And we're actually, you know, we're actually, as I said with the DEC, we're bringing additional stuff to the table. Because we have sat at these forums and we do listen to the people and we don't want to be a nuisance to neighbors and to tourists coming in and we're working very hard to make that reality going forward. And that's the compromise that we're willing to seek to continue to be a good business partner with the community and with local businesses and with the town.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, having met Mark Benjamin some time ago and become close friends with Mark, in fact, is Mark You have the proud distinction of understanding and getting information or getting requests for help from various organizations throughout the county and around. And you and Seneca Metals have approved many donations to many good causes. And you told me one day at Red's having lunch with you that you're glad to do it and you're glad your company does it and you help out a lot of people. Talk a little bit about your role in what you've been doing recently as far as helping out various organizations.
Sure. Thank you, Harold. And again, thank you to you and Jim and Finger Legs One for having us on. It's such a pleasure to be here. So we've been working on, we're always busy working on and helping out folks in the community. But I just want to clarify that our number one job is to Kyle's point, we have a strong team, mm-hmm. and our number one job is protecting the environment. And we have a strong team doing that, and we're working hard every day to make sure that happens. But back to your question, we've got a couple dinners coming up that we're underwriting. The National Women's Hall of Fame is coming up October 1st down at the historic Pump House. Mm. That's been recently renovated by some local residents, and they're inviting folks in for a nice fundraising dinner there. Mm. Also on October 1st, it's a busy night, Kiwanis is holding a roast, and I don't know if you've have attended any of their roasts in the past.
I have, yeah.
And you can probably attest to they're just a fun time, and everyone's a good sport. Yeah. And so October 1st, they'll be roasting our former police chief, Fred Capozzi.
Oh, dear.
And so we'll have a wonderful evening as well at another dinner we're underwriting. We're also, fall sports season is underway. And we're also helping out a number of different programs there as well. So, again, really super busy, and I'm glad that we can reach out to folks and help.
Well, there's a lot of material on Fred Capozzi. Just take some shots at the Yankees. Oh, by the way, they're dead. I predicted this, by the way. Jim has it on tape. 5 weeks ago, I sat here on this chair looking at this camera saying, they're dead. They're out of here. Goodbye. Next door. And, oh, by the way, they're dead. A lot of young kids, but they're dead. So, Yankee fans, Fred Capozzi, wish you well on your roast. And it's just too bad that I didn't know about this sooner. I got a lot of material. I used to be my neighbor, by the way, on Green Street. Hey, it's time to pay some bills. And these guys also pay for this show as well. So let's take a time out and run through our spots. Come back and talk to Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin here on the Weber This Week show. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies Night with special priced drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. It's time to get connected. Cicino's is now offering online web ordering. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at cicinos.com. Del Lago Resort and Casino will feature a luxurious 205-room hotel, several restaurants ranging from casual to fine dining, and a 2,500-capacity entertainment venue called The Vine. The casino will have 2,000 slot machines, 75 table games, and 10 poker tables. Visit www.dellagoresort.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. Welcome back, everybody. It's a dog with you on a Monday. Hope you're all having a good Monday morning. Just 70 degrees all week, talking like 71, 73. I mean, I could live with this every day of the year. I love it. I don't like the 92 stuff, but I like the 70s. Hey, by the way, let me give you a couple rundowns on who's coming on in the next few weeks, and then we'll get back to Kyle and Mark. Next week, a gentleman who I met at a Newark baseball game. I always like to get judges and attorneys in here to talk about their role in the various counties. He's from Wayne County, Newark, New York. Mike Miller will be my guest next week. Mike is a judge and also a fine attorney. He'll be here talking about his role in the governance of being a judge and an attorney. So he'll be here next week on the show. We'll find out what's happening in Wayne County as far as crime and punishment and all that stuff goes on. And then on 10-10, October the 10th, Del Lago just was shown as a great sponsor of our show. James Rafferty just got hired by Jeff Babinski, the executive vice president, general manager. He's going to be the marketing guru of Del Lago. Think he's qualified? He's worked in 22 casinos in 8 states. Wow. So this guy obviously has got some marketing background. 22 casinos in 8 states. James Rafferty, along with Jeff Babinski, will be here on the 10th of October. Then the 17th, we'll have Menzo Case and Katie McIntyre. Oh, Katie's one of my favorite people. They'll be in showing us some flicks of the new generation's bank, the new teller stuff. You just push buttons. And you know what? I'm an old dog. I like people waiting on me, you know, face-to-face, Mark. Kyle, even the old dog could figure that out by pushing the button, and it tells you what to do, where to put the check. Jimmy, the technological dog has come on. At age 71 and a half, I was amazed that I went to Generations Bank, and I did exactly when you push the button, a lady comes on the screen and tells me what to do. So kudos to Menzo and to Katie McIntyre. They'll be here showing pictures and telling me how technologically sound I become since I've invested in the new Generations Bank. I always like talking to people, you know, 4 feet away, but it was kind of neat. I went through the other day, cast a check, and it wasn't that hard, but... And the check went through. That's even more amazing. Okay. Kyle, let's talk about Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin, who have been kind enough to join us today, and they got some busy schedules, so it's nice to carve out 30 minutes to come down to do the show, actually an hour when they get here. Kyle, you know, we talked about Industrious, Seneca Machine, Gould's Pumps, Sylvania, on and on, the heritage of Seneca Falls, talks about, and some of the companies aren't obviously with us anymore. But I think it was a key point we talked before you came on the air regarding, you know, the view of what industry is supposed to mean in this town, in this village. Now it's a town. Talk a little bit about the industrial side of things.
Yeah, Harold. I grew up here, graduated from Minders. Seneca Falls has a long and rich history of industry that has been the core base supporting this area. Obviously, the wineries and the tourism and all the other great things that have spawned from this area continue to enrich the livelihoods of both both the residents and the businesses that have come with that. But the core base is industry. You spoke of Seneca Machine,
sure.
Sylvania, Guaranteed Parts. There's been numerous. The depot, numerous industrial jobs that have been lost, and that core is ever shrinking, which frankly is why taxes keep going up, because you need you know, you need people to to be there to support the tax base. So, and you need jobs and industry to do that. So, you know, we have our industrial park across the road. We earlier this year welcomed Finger Lakes Rail in. We leased them a piece of property. They're basically transloading grains and things like that. We're also working behind the scenes with other industrial potential partners that can come and share that piece of property and hopefully bring jobs and business to Seneca County. We offer a very unique setting over there with the transload capability of the trains that basically opens things up to international markets. It also with our energy facilities over there, it also affords us the ability to potentially provide low cost energy, mm-hmm. which in this day and age, I think we're kind of we're in one of those places where we take that for granted now because our country's done such a good job of stabilizing the natural gas and the petroleum products that we also much use every day. However, that's not going to last forever, and the resource that we have over there with the landfill gas will last a very long time. Mm. So we're always looking to bring additional partners in. That's the largest chunk of M1 industrial zoning left in the town of Seneca Falls that could potentially maintain those types of jobs. Mm-hmm. And without the town having to go out and rezone and go through the processes to do that. So we see it as a very attractive asset to both the community and to ourselves to be able to continue to be a long-term partner with the community, because the bottom line is we're not going anywhere. We're going to be there a long time.
Right.
Going to generate gas a long time. Our energy partner there, ARIA, has invested in the second phase of Seneca Energy 2, which was converting 3,000 SCFM of gas to pipeline quality. They're going to double that down by the end of the year and convert 6,000 SCFM of gas to pipeline mm-hmm. quality gas. So the opportunities there are real, and we continue to explore them, and hopefully hopefully we can partner with Seneca Falls and the development agency there. I know Mark's been working with them quite a bit to work with them in their mission statement to try to bring more industry back to mm-hmm. Seneca Falls and bring that that good paying job tax base here.
Well, it certainly is. We're almost out of time. It's amazing how fast this show goes. It's certainly amazing to me that, we continue to talk Seneca Meadows, Local Law 7, whether it'll be passed, whether it won't be passed. Again, I'm just hoping as the moderator of this show that we come to an agreement that's good for both sides, that's agreeable to both sides, that we somehow move on. It just strikes me as a dark cloud over us, and until we get it resolved, and I'm not saying Seneca Metals should have the advantage, so please don't call up and say that I'm trying to side with Seneca Metals. I'm just saying it should be agreement between both parties that some points are good for one side and some points for the other side. At least it comes out to somewhat even. And I guess that's part of negotiations and part of the right thing to do. So I'm just hoping and praying that Mark and that Kyle, as we come on, you guys come on the show in another couple of months, give us updates as we would have you back, obviously. It's important to me to bring this to resolution one way, get this thing done so you guys can move on, and you might get more than 3 hours sleep a night. It'd be kind of nice. So I'm pulling for that.
Absolutely, as we are as well, Harold. It's been 9 long months now. It seems like we were just here in the spring talking with you, and here we are yet in the early fall. So. We love talking to you. We'll continue to talk to you and the community because, we feel we are an asset to the community, an asset to this town, and we want to continue that way for a long, long time with our people and with our capabilities.
And by the way, if Kyle DeBlack didn't have all these problems, he'd be probably a 2 handicapper. I played golf with him. He invited me to play in their tournament down there. Oh, my God, it was chamber tournament, right, Mark?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he hits the ball a mile. you know, but he's on the phone 75% of the time. The poor guy can't even play a round of golf. Everybody's calling him. I wonder if he was trying to get a takeout from KFC. You know, he's walking on a fairway, hitting his drive 260 yards out there. So he got a nice game. I love to have that swing. It's at a mile in the air, and he can kill it. We had a good time, by the way. Thank you for the invite. It was fun to play with you guys. We had a lot of laughs. Hope to do it again. And I love your ball, by the way. People are still talking about that. All right. So, again, I hope that steady heads will prevail in this issue. And certainly I wish the best for the town, and I wish the best for Seneca Metals. And hopefully some resolution can be made sooner than later. So thanks to Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin for joining me. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Harold. Appreciate you having us.
And we'll have you back before the year is out. We'll get a continuation. So, hey, by the way, I'm always picking on SU and that program for football. I always like to give credit where credit is due. They were four-point underdogs at the tee time of that game against Connecticut. They easily win against Connecticut. Now they got Notre Dame Saturday, right, Jimmy? Is that national television going to be national TV?
Noon.
Nice, noon. And that's going to be in New Jersey, right? Madeline. So the Meadowlands, Syracuse, and, of course, I always never been a Bills fan for 55 years. I've been telling you this forever. I got to give credit to the Bills. They won a game yesterday. They beat up on Arizona. Kind of surprising, even with Watkins on the sideline, so credit that. And, you know, I'm not just one-sided about all my commentaries. I like to give credit where credit is due. So to you Bills fans, congratulations. And, by the way, don't forget, all right, don't forget, tonight, 9 o'clock, Ali versus Frazier. This is going to be a classic battle. I've never looked forward to an event in my life like tonight. 110 million people expected to watch tonight. 110 million. They get 120 million for the Super Bowl. So I don't know who's going to win it. It'll be interesting to watch it, though. I just hope Lester Holt does his job as a moderator. He's a good guy. I hope he does his job about if somebody makes some stupid statement, back it up with facts. All right, for Kyle Black, Mark Benjamin, and owner and director of this show, Jim Santacrobi, this is the Dog, bidding you farewell. Have a great week, everybody. Next week, Mike Miller from good old Wayne County. Take care, everybody. One time.